Is this the best time to start building wealth? How can we capitalize on the chaos and monetize the fear that is currently plaguing the market? Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and welcome to another episode of our Bear Market video series. Every week, we explore mindsets and strategies we can implement to emerge from the ashes of this bear market like a phoenix on top of the next bull market and add another zero to our net worth. Whether we are going from $10 to $100, $1,000 to $10,000, or $1 million to $10 million, let us know which zero you are chasing this season in the comments below. In this video, we are going to explore why the next 6 to 24 months will be our once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to generate wealth and achieve financial freedom. Be sure to check out our sponsors, Ifani, NordVPN, and iTrust Capital. Protect your cell phone from SIM swapping attacks using Ifani's secure mobile services. Protect your data, privacy, and crypto investments by using virtual private network services with NordVPN. And protect your future by opening up a tax-free crypto individual retirement account with iTrust Capital. Check them all out using the links listed in the description area below. Awesome. Let's explore why this economic storm may be the perfect storm for achieving financial freedom. The global economy is in the midst of a storm, with out-of-control inflation, the cost of money increasing with rate hikes, a potential World War III on the horizon, global food shortage scares, all at the helm of an incompetent Federal Reserve and government at large. Yes, these are scary times and people are panicking, but we must realize and constantly remind ourselves that pretty much all of these things are completely out of our control. There is nothing we can individually do to change the market and the course of global events right now. So we need to focus on what we can control, which is how we view and feel about everything. Think of your mindset, emotions, and beliefs as your core source of strength and core strategy. Right now, most people are adopting a fear and panic strategy. We need to consciously make a decision to change our strategy from fear and panic to bravery, focus, and forward action. In this market, we need to anticipate the worst, prepare for the worst, and play a defensive game. Why anticipate, prepare for, and defend against the worst? Because if the worst case scenario doesn't play out, we will still be in a much stronger position no matter what plays out. We don't buy life insurance because we're dying tomorrow. We don't put money in an emergency fund for an emergency that's happening tomorrow. We do it so we're ready when and if something happens. Right now, 75% of Fortune 500 companies are bracing for a recession. We won't have confirmation of a recession until July 28th, 2022, when and if GDP or gross domestic product growth is negative for a consecutive quarter in a row. What happens in a recession that we need to stay mindful of and prepare for? Well, companies go out of business, people lose their jobs, it becomes a lot harder, and in our current market, more expensive to get a loan and borrow money. People stop spending money on non-essentials, the market goes down, crypto goes down, and people's sentiment and market outlook evaporates. And why are all these things that happen in a recession good things? Bad companies go out of business, room for new companies to start up and grow is created, overpriced workers and talent get decimated, unlocking access to previously unavailable talent is possible. So recessions are actually one of the best times to start a business. Why? Because there's less competition, there is more access to workers and talent, the workers and talent are more fairly priced versus overpriced, usually you can lock in much better rates with vendors, and while everyone else is hunkered down and too scared to take action, you'll be able to work and trailblaze without distractions. In fact, a ton of big, successful staple companies started during recessions, like GE or General Electric, HP, Hewlett-Packard, Hyatt Hotels, Microsoft, Uber, Slack, and Airbnb. I mean, Uber, Slack, and Airbnb alone started in the most recent recession not so long ago. Is starting a business easy? No. Is starting a business during a recession easy? Not at all. And what else that has been a disadvantage for a lot of people is not having to actually work that hard or at all in the past 2 years. Working from home, stimulus checks, things were shut down, companies were scared to lose workers, not enough workers were available for companies to hire. If we were brutally honest with ourselves, we got lazy and were lazy for the past 2 years. And the reality is we won't be able to get away with it for the next 2 years. Here's some historical data that will inspire us all to really, truly step up, ramp up, and get motivated to absolutely crush it these next 6 to 24 months, our opportunities of our lifetime. Before we jump into it, during this time, consider getting your crypto off of exchanges that can freeze withdrawals, hold your accounts, or worst case scenario, become one of the many businesses that fails in this bear market, causing you to lose your funds altogether. So if you're planning to hold for the long term, make sure you're transferring your crypto off of exchanges and onto cold storage hardware wallets. In the description area below, you can access the correct and official sites of my recommended hardware wallets. BC Vault is my personal favorite. Another option are the Ledger devices, so scroll down to check them out. Sweet. Now let's go through a list of the top 10 market crashes in US history to highlight 1. What percentage the market fell by, and 2. How long the bear cycle lasted. In 2020, the COVID crash was negative 34% and lasted 33 days. In 1987, the computer trading crash was negative 36.1% and lasted 55 days. In 2000, the dot-com bubble crash was negative 36.8% and lasted 26.8 months. In 1939, the World War II crash was negative 38% and lasted 32 months. In 1907, the panic crash was negative 40.4% and lasted 11 months. In 1932, the extended Great Depression crash was negative 40.6% and lasted 5.75 months. In 1973, the gold standard Watergate crash was negative 48.2% and lasted 20.7 months. In 2007, the housing market crash was negative 54.1% and lasted 17 months. In 1937, the New Deal cuts and tax increases crash was negative 54.5% and lasted 12.8 months. And finally, the top crash, the Great Depression crash, was negative 89.2% and lasted 34 months. Nice. So of the top 10 crashes in US history to date, the bear cycles lasted an average of about 16 months. This is why I think a 6 to 24 month time period seems perfectly reasonable. And if we consider the fall from our November price peaks, the start of the bear cycle, we are already about 7 months in. So that is also important to keep in mind. All right, now this next part of US history is the most exciting and optimistic information we need to understand and look forward to. Let's go through how long America's growth and expansion cycles lasted following a crash. In 1938, during the World War II era, we experienced 81 months of growth. In 1961, during the Vietnam War era, we experienced 108 months of growth. In 1982, during the Cold War era, we experienced 93 months of growth. In 1991, during the tech bubble era, we experienced 112 months of growth. In 2001, during the housing bubble, we experienced 74 months of growth. In 2009, after the recession, we experienced 128 months of growth. Amazing. So the average expansion cycles experienced in the US following a crash was about 100 months or 8 years. So let's ask ourselves, can we survive and thrive a mere 6 to 24 months, using the time to build our knowledge, build a business, build income streams, build our cash, and build our portfolios so that we may prosper and realize wealth for a decade thereafter? Yes, yes we can. And what's great is if we play our cards right this bear cycle, we will remain relatively unaffected by the next one. For example, when a lot of us first started investing back in maybe 2016, we were getting Bitcoin at about $600 and Ethereum at $10. So you can see how over time, even being 80% from our most recent all-time highs still doesn't really wreck a long-term portfolio. Is there more pain to come? Yes. Can we go lower? Absolutely. Will we go lower? More than likely, absolutely. What should we do? We need to anticipate the worst, prepare for the worst, and decide that these 6 to 24 months are our once in a lifetime opportunity to realize a lifetime's worth of wealth in a relatively short period of time. Focus on generating cash by protecting your career, maximizing your career, creating more income streams, creating a business, building a team, growing a community, increasing your knowledge, and doubling down on positive distractions like reading the right books, watching the right documentaries, and working with the right people. And use this time to cut out people in your life that are bringing you down and not as hungry as you are to attack this next year or so like you've never attacked an opportunity before. And make sure you don't do this alone. We are all in this together, crypto fam. And today we need to decide to recreate ourselves by showing up, working harder than everyone else, fostering a positive, brave, and motivated attitude, challenging ourselves, generating new ideas, implementing new strategies, and absolutely owning these next 2 years. Right now, I'm working on ramping up our Discord community so we don't have to be loners and can connect with other like-minded people weathering this storm together. So be on the lookout for a new invite in the links down below. Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to watch this video. If you enjoyed it, please make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and click the bell notification to stay up to date on all of the latest videos. So, what did you think of the historical market cycles we covered? Were you surprised how short the bear cycles were compared to the bull cycles? Are you ready to seize our opportunity of a lifetime over these next 6 to 24 months? Let me know in the comments below. Be safe out there.